Let's pick up, I think we left off somewhere around where in this edition it's page Yud Aleph. Ubiru Amitas Tainas Hanavi Huba Mesha Farish. It's right after the Rambam quotes Anochi Edrosh Me'imo. Yeah, have it, Avosa. See, if the Navi is Misnabi B'Shem Avodah Zarah, if the Navi is Misnabi B'Shem Hashem, but he comes L'hosef al divrei Torah, l'groa, l'shanos, even l'hachriya v'divrei Torah. So we just know from the content of his alleged nevuah that he's a Navi Shaker. But assuming that mitzad the content of what he says, that it's plausible, that it's tenable, that he's a Navi Emes, so how do we establish it? Ubira amitas tainas anavhi v'meshafash. Kashi yitlan b'fanenu odom l'nevuah t'fisha b'yarnu. V'ho yirot v'ilah. The Hainu Shahoya me anshe ha chokma vahayamuna vahaprishos vahasechal vinoabuchal amidos. Kefiha ike shaviadenu ena nevuah shova ela al chokhan gibo vahoshe. Upatimabin binyan azesh yafshata the consum. So the Rambam's opinion is, and this is a major dispute, but the Rambam's opinion is that without exception, only someone who's rotwe l'nevuah will ever have nevuah. It doesn't happen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a miracle to grant nevuah to someone who doesn't possess all the qualifications, all the prerequisites in terms of his midos, in terms of his seichel, in terms of his lifestyle. So the only time when it's even up for question whether or not this person is a Navi Emes or Sheker, as if mitzad the profile of the individual, he's someone who, from what we know of him, he's potentially rotwe l'nevuah. The Rambam thinks that even about mamet har Sinai. Even Mamad Hasinai, the Rambam says that we all experience something, but it wasn't all Nevuah. Everyone had an experience of Mamad Hasinai, but it was only an experience of Nevuah for those who were Ru'uyim the Nevuah. Maybe at some point we'll I don't think it's going to be today, but maybe we'll look in Yisodei HaTorah where the Rambam explains what did happen for all of Klal Yisrael who weren't on a level of being royal in Nevuah. Pratim Rabbim Binyan Zeshi Afshah Atal Lekonsam V'hadibo Behem V'harayis HaKol Echad Mehem B'ksubim Shal Sifrei Nevuah V'divrei Chachamim Min HaRoy Lekbob L'zeh Sefer B'fnei Atzmo V'ulai Yisayei Hashem B'zeh Im Masher Roy L'sav Kol Oso Inyan. The Rambam contemplated, it obviously never happened, but the Rambam contemplated writing a Sefer Nevuah. Well, nicely, he wrote a few Prakim in the Moreh, but the Sefer Nevuah itself didn't materialize. He never had the chance. Im Ochen Hoya Mukshallah Karo'i, again, that's what we just spoke about, that there's only, again, the question only arises if in fact he's an Avi Emes, if in fact he's qualified for that. V'toan l'nevuah, and he claims that he received nevuah. Noma lo haftichenu haftochos. Give us guarantees, make us promises about the future. V'hageid lanu inyanam imashu v'yachu Hashem. And tell us, if you're really a Navi, so you should have certain insight. You should know things that no one else knows. V'hu yagid. And he responds, Im niskaimu haftachos of kulan, yadanu shenevuaso emes. However, v'im kizev bo b'dovim min hadrom v'afilu min hakalim shebo, yadanu shehu sheker. V'zel l'shon atob b'vchina zoh, וחיסום לו בלבבך איך הנדע הסדובה של דיבר השם שידע בנובי בשם השם ולא יהיה הדוב ולא יובל. וגם כאשר הסעמס לנו בהבטוח האחס או שתיים, לא נוכל לפתוח בכך על נבואסו בוועדו עוס. אלא ישר בעינינו תולי ועומד, it's still an open question, right? The jury is still out, עד שיהיה צודק והולך בכל מה שיודע בשם השם פעם אחרי פעם. Rambam doesn't give us a number of times. In Hilchos Yisodei Torah as well, he doesn't. He just says that repeatedly, the Navi again and again will tell us, he'll make a prediction, he'll tell us what will be, and again he's 100% correct in what he says. כדרך שמודיעים ההם דברים שיש להם מסכמים ויש אינם מסכמים, הוא שם הכוסף. כי הגויים האלה שאתה ירשו שמר מעונם על כוסף ממשמעו, ואתה לא חיין עשו לך השם, לוקח לנובי מקבוך מאחרך וכולו. ומחמס עניין זה היו קוראים לנובי רואה, לפי שהוא רואה העשידוס לפני היוסם. כמו שאומר, כי לנובי יקרא לפנים הרואה. So this is a pella. It's not the Rambam, it's basically the Psukim in Chumash. What's the Navi there for? The Navi is there. Why is that? What's the Navi there for? The Navi is there to tell Shaul where to find his father's lost donkey. That's what Rambam says. And Rambam then correctly points out, I didn't make this up. That's what Chumash says. Hagoyim Eila, when they want to know something, they go Me'onim El Kosrim. You'll go to another. It's a pella. That's a nevuah. Is a davar noev v'nisgav. So what do you go to the Navi for? I can't find my car keys. please tell me where I left my car keys. And Shmuel tells you where you left your car keys. It's a pella. Okay, let's leave it for a moment. Upen Yachshav Achoshev Yomer. Hachi Behesam is Debe Asidos Tiskaim and Avlo Tona Im Kain, who? Hare Ahozim Achozim Akulchavim, Vale Akochos Hanafshim, Kulm Yochul Litam Nivua. If just making predictions about the future, which come true, verifies one's status, corroborates one's status as a Navi, so then all these charlatans can also be Navim. Shari Anu Roim Beinenu Osam Bitzmidos Magidim Asidos. Modern Bogam also Manoshim Shadakim Bachach, and a Makrishim also. The Eng is thrown in Zal Zal Vakach, Shaker Hech, Prusim, Shaker Zalasa, Ava Shigit, like Bachol and Pratim, Zalayitach. Ubalia Kochos, Ava Gamke, and Enem Tonim Zos, Ela Yesh, Shaomer, Shashana, Zotia Bitsores, Voyeva Motor Klaal, the Nimsum Uta Bixhammer, Oshayoma Shemochi, Eric Gasher, and Boyo the Machoso. There are all kinds of fakers who get it right sometimes. Right, every day there's another prediction as when Putin's going to be overthrown in Russia. So you're talking that one of these people's going to be right one of these days, you know. You're talking, you know, whether it will be his 15th prediction. It's a different story. But there's a reasonable chance that one of them is going to be wrong these days. It's going to happen within a year, it's going to happen within 2 years, it's going to happen within 6 months. Okay, so, you know. You're talking that at some point one of these predictions about the future will turn out to be true. Masha and Ken have tochos a novi, ela yitzdoko ad achrisam v'lipo mohem dovel of kutkotem v'godol olam v'ed v'chol ma'ashe David v'ashem Hashem. The novi has to be right down to every last minute detail. V'al Ken, im nistav dovo echod mimenu yadanu es kozvo. Again, if he's off on anything, so it shows that he's a novi shekel. V'hush ama apostol ki v'lipo midvar Hashem otza. Inyan dvarim elu, ubiya v'chacham inyan dvarim elu, ki anevua hi zaka, it's pure. Ve'en me'ura ba me'uma min ha'kozov, k'dogan ha'noki min ha'teven, ve'ilu by contrast, ha'chalom usfachay yotzeban min ha'dimyonos, me'ura ba na'kozov, k'teven sheyesh bo gagar yechita, ve'omu k'shem sheyesh shel bo b'lo teven, kach yesh shel ha'chalom b'lo dvarim b'teilem. Okay. We need to... The Rambam's treatment of Nevuah here is a mixture of us. We just need to see some more before we can try to understand. When we say that if the Navi makes a prediction about the future and then it doesn't materialize, that proves that he's a Navi Sheker, that is not the case if it was a Nevuah L'ra'ah. Yonah said, O Rabbah Yon, v'nidvei na'apachas, and then it didn't happen. That doesn't mean that he was a Navi Sheker. Rather, what it means is, the Fisha Hashem Yisad v'Yisrohim, Nicham ala ra'a. Ve'efsho sheshavu v'soru mechato ehem. Maybe they did tshuva. Oh, sheherech lahem Hashem bim sinusa v'docha gemulam l'zman achem. K'mo she'osem achav v'amma lo aydeh liyahu lo avi hara'a b'yama b'mei b'no avi hara'a al beso. O she'mocha lahem machmas tovas kod mo she'osem. V'lo al kagon zeh amar Hashem v'lo yeh adov v'lo yavol. So you know that he's an avi shekin. Aval nibe al tovos she yischadshu bizman mesuyam v'yom ashiya shalom b'shana zo v'hoysam v'chama. O she'ama she'shana zo tia gishuma u'brucha v'hoyu barua v'batzores v'chol kayotze b'zeh harayu navi shekin v'huva hevel ta'anosa v'kozvo v'zeh she'ama Hashem Allah b'zadon dibiro ha'navi l'sogu mimenu. Klomer al yafchiducha v'yarti ucha milahorgo emunaso v'yosho v'chachmaso me'acha shehez pana v'tom dav v'chama v'dvar sara al Hashem. So here the Rambam says gevaldige pshat in the psukim, right? The Torah says in Parashas Shoftim, the Torah says that when it becomes clear that someone is a Navi Shekhar, again, how does it become clear? Because he gave a Nevuah Latova, and the Nevuah Latova didn't materialize, so then you know he's a Navi Shekhar. So a Navi Shekhar is Chayiv Misa, Misa's Bezdin. So the Torah says, L'sogo Mimenu. Why does the Torah say L'sogo Mimenu? When the Torah says that the Mechal Shabbos is Chayiv Skila, the Torah doesn't say L'sogo Mimenu. Don't be afraid of the Mechal Shabbos to give him Misa. When the Torah says, for all Chayiv Misa, the Torah doesn't then follow it up with this chizuk of l'sogo mimenu. All of a sudden here by the Navi Shekhar, the Torah says, no, it's chayiv misa and don't be afraid of him. No, the Rambam says the pshat, such extraordinary pshat from the Rambam here. The Rambam says the pshat is like this, the pshat is again. Who is the Navi Shekhar? Navi Shekhar is the Gadol Hador. He's someone who's royal in Nevuah, right? Again, what did we learn before? Someone who becomes a Navi Shekhar by virtue of the fact that his Nevuah, his alleged Nevuah, didn't materialize, so it means that he passed the test, he passed the character test in terms of being royal in Nevuah. It means that the Rambam's description in Tarek Zayin of Yisodi Adas, that Eina Nevuah Chola El Al Chochum Godel B'Chochma Gibo b'midosa, v'lo yietzo mizgabel av v'dova b'olam, elahu mizgabel v'daito yitzro tomid, baldeo v'chova nechona ad ma'od, odom shu memula b'chol amidot sa'elu, sholim b'gufo, kshe yipkones lapardes, v'yimoshech v'osan anyanos, v'hu, I'm skipping a line, v'hu mizkadesh v'holech, u'porish midar k'klal ha'om, ha'holcha memachshake azman, holech v'mzariz atzmo, he's all these things. He's mamish, he's not only the gadol of this generation, maybe he's the gadol of several generations. So that's why the Torah says, lo soga mimenu. Stama mechal Shabbos, there's no reason to think that he's a person who otherwise has been a tremendous baal maila. So we don't, there's no havamina that we're going to be afraid to carry out the Mises Bezdin. But the Navi Shekhar again, who's the falsehood of his nevuah is only becomes apparent because asher dibro hanavi v'lo yeh hadov v'lo yavo. So he's an extraordinary person. So memela the Torah says lo sogam imenu, don't be afraid. He's a navi shekhar and it doesn't make a difference. You have to give him Mises Bezdin. It's oyum v'nora, oyum v'nora. Why in the world, or how in the world, does such a person become a Navi Shekhar? Maybe we understand how we do our veis, and not such a bekasha. Like you look in the mirror and say, I understand how we do our veis, and not such a bekasha. But how does this individual that the Rambam is describing, giving us his profile, in Parag Zayin Yisrael Yatara, so you just drop the question mark, and you not how is it, but you see that it is. We don't understand what that means or in what fashion that is, but it is. The Gemara says, and therefore al tamin ba'atzmacha ad yomoscha is said about every human being. Al tamin ba'atzmacha ad yomoscha. is maybe some other rabbi in Rava, but at a certain point in life, but it's Oyem Venora. Oyem Venora, a person who's roy to be a Navi Emes can bezodon, but there's no shogeg in being a Navi Sheker, in the sense that he can't have mistakenly thought he had a Nevuah and didn't have a Nevuah. Right? The Rambam says that Nevuah is something which is unmistakable. A person who's of sound mind, I don't mean to be humorous with that. I mean, Nebuch, a person is not well. But a person of sound mind, so the experience of Nevuah is something which is unmistakable. That's why the Torah says, Bezodom Dibro HaNavi. It's not possible that he thought he had such a Nevuah and he made a mistake, that he confused a dream with a Nevuah. There's no such thing as confusing a dream with a Nevuah. Nevuah is something which is unmistakable. The Rambam says that we learn that lesson from the Akedah. If there was the slightest possibility that a Navi could potentially confuse his own dream with a Nevuah, so Avraham Avinu couldn't have been ready to carry out the Akedah. If there had been any suffix as to his experience, so it would have been a suffix nefashos. He couldn't have. That's what Avraham says. No, we learn from the parasha of the Akedah that there isn't any element of suffix.
What did the Navi Sheker do wrong? Well, he just got the Shadow of the Nevuah wrong?
No, he made up the Nevuah that he never received.
Meaning someone who would lie about that, but Mela is not really true. Meaning we're talking a Navi Sheker that's Megala afterwards, that his Navi didn't come true. I mean, so the Ram, I thought we just said the Ram says that he's the God of Ador.
He's the God of Ador, Shasach.
But if he's lying, so Mela, he can't be the God of Ador.
He was formerly the Gadol Hador, he just resigned.
So happened someone who's
hang him as well. That's what we're talking about. Drop the question mark and drop the question mark and put in the exclamation point.
How could a person like that be really for Nebuah and Mikara?
Because he wasn't that. He was everything the Rambam said in Pazim said at the and then called a Gadol Mechaveru, Yitzhak Gadol Mechaveru, and then he took a wrong turn. So how can it be that after so many years and achieving such a madrega, he took a wrong turn? Drop the question mark, you can. What was the exclamation point? It's Oyem Dunah. The Al-Tam and Ba'atzim Chadiyah Moschah is Oyem Dunah.
The
Stam
person says that he had
Nebuah,
so he's not calling Nabi Shaker.
He is, but you don't have to wait to see whether his prediction comes true. If a person who doesn't, according to the Rambam, if a person who doesn't match the description of Parag Zion steps forward and said, Hi, Nebuah, that in 2 weeks from now, such and such is going to happen, so we don't have to wait 2 weeks to see whether it happens. We'll give him Misa right away.
First, that the Rambam is describing, do we assume that he had proper Nevuah already? That's why we have to wait. And now he's just making it up, or he's a big gadol and this is the first time he's prophesied?
No, I mean, either way, as long as he's royal in Nevuah, so the fact that he claims Nevuah, so then we say that that's potentially authentic. And he'll only be falsified if it's but the person who's not royal in Nevuah, so we know right away. And what's more, even if 2 weeks later his prediction comes true, that won't retroactively give us any doubts. He was an Navi Sheker. If he's not qualified, he couldn't have had Nevuah.
Is this the Israel?
The Rambam doesn't think that Bilam was a Navi. The Rambam says that when the Pesukim say Vayava Elokim, so Vayava Elokim just means that Hashem is responsible. Let's say Lavan Arami was also a Navi. Lavan was also a Navi. So Vayava means, let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalom B'Darach Nevuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make Lavan have a bad dream. and Shalom Bedarof Nevuah. There are other ways. Let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now wants us to hear someone playing the flute. So either he can arrange for someone to walk down the hallway playing the flute. He could do that. Or he could make us hear the sound of a flute. That doesn't mean we're having Nevuah. There are other ways for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to orchestrate things. So what Love and what Bill and what all they had was not even remotely related to Nevuah.
When one gets Nevuah, are they Bar Mishutim, or does it take some time to figure out what the actual Nevuah is?
I think the Rambam says the right away, Yechokek Belibo. In Perek Zayin Alocha Gimel, Hadvarim Shemodiyan LaNavi B'Marei Nevuah Derech Moshel Modiyan Lo U'Miyad Yechokek B'Libo Pisron HaMoshel B'Marei Nevuah V'Yedemahu. That's what I'm saying. There's no possibility of misinterpreting. That's what the Torah says, B'Zadon Dibur HaNavi. That also sort of, you know, reflects what the Rambam says, that again, both a Navi can't confuse a dream for Nevuah, and he can't misunderstand the Nevuah. So if a Navi, or a so-called Navi, alleges that Hashem said such and such, and it was a Nevuah Latova, and it doesn't materialize, so then that absolutely falsifies his claim. But he was Memula B'chol Amidah Se'elu. He was an incomparable Chacham and an incomparable Baal Midos, a Parosh, a Kadosh. Al Tamen Vatzmach HaMimus. Oyem Benoah. And that's the Pshat. It's such wonderful Pshat in the Pesukah. That's why the Torah says here, L'Sogo Mimenu, which you don't find elsewhere. L'Sogo Mimenu, because of who he is, because of his what his stature had been previously. Me'achas shehei yispona v'toan dov v'chomo v'divaso al Hashem. Ki Hashem k'shu mavtiach lo'om al yidei novi. Here comes some crucial sentences that we're going to try to understand. We'll say, Ki Hashem k'shu mavtiach tov lo'om al yidei novi hu osa zos al kol ponim k'dei sheyekayim yis'ala nevuosam etzel b'nei odom. Vehu omam aleim hashalom kol dove sheyotze mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu letova afilo al tanai eino chozeh. So this is a little bit funny. Sounds like from the Rambam, superficially, that the reason a Nevuah Latova will never be Chazaris is because if a Nevuah Latova would never be Chazaris, excuse me, if it sounds like from the Rambam that a Nevuah Latova is never Chazaris, why? Because if a Nevuah Latova could be Chazaris, so then there would be no litmus test for the Navi. Because if a Nevuah Ra'ah certainly can be Chazaris, maybe the Yitshuva. A Nevuah Latova, if that could be Chazaris also, so maybe Adrava, maybe Hikdichu Tavshila, maybe they were Chote. So we'll be left without a litmus test. Okay, so we'll make a rule that a Nevuah Latova will never be Chazaris. So why is that difficult? It's difficult because the Baruch Hu isn't boxed in. You know, sometimes we very, very erroneously sort of think of the world as a given and say, well, you know, given the world, so how else is this going to work? No, the world and the Torah is all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them both, and they're coordinated. It's not that, well, you know, there has to be some way of having a litmus test for a Navi, so, you know, so Nevuah Latova will be the litmus test. That can't be what it means. So what does it mean? We'll have to see. But let's go to the light. Well, wait a minute. What Chazal say here? So, in light of that, so what's pshat in this week's parsha? Vayira Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Hinei Anochi Imach Shmaticha B'chol Asher Telech V'Ashiv Yosicha El Adam HaZal. So wasn't that a Nevuah L'Tovah, which isn't Chazar? So what was he concerned about? U'matzano Asa Shechashash Mikila Yom. He was afraid of complete destruction. K'mosh Amar V'yir Yaakov Ma'od V'chulav. Amar Chacham V'zeh Shechashash Mikoach HaChet Shenashchai B'kila Yom. V'hu Amar Am Kasav Hashem Yigvam HaChet. This indicates she'efsha gam she'Hashem yeftiach al tova ve'yigbru ha'avonas v'lo tiskayim osa ha'tova. Da, she'zeh lo yiyah ela be'inyan she'bein Hashem u'bein ha'novi. Aval she'yom ha'Hashem la'novi she'yeftiach le'vnei odom tova klolos v'shul lo tiskayim ha'tova ein zeh nochon v'lo yitachin. She'harei lo'hoyonisha ofen la'amis bo'os ha'nevua So the Rambam introduces the following distinction. If the Nevuah L'Tova was one that the Navi was instructed to share with others, so then that's Eino Chazeres. If the Nevuah L'Tova was given to the Navi himself, but not to be shared with others, then that could be Chazeres. And also, it also seems to be sort of a forced distinction, which is, you know, again, driven by, well, we need to have some litmus test. But the Maharal Kedarko doesn't like this Rambam, and the Maharal suggests a different pshat. The Maharal says, let's say a moshel maybe for the Maharal. But let's say parents can promise a child a birthday present. Okay, it's going to be your birthday, we're going to buy you a new bike. Well, let's update the example. It's going to be your fifth birthday, we'll buy you an iPhone. or that they can come home from parent-teacher conferences and say, you know what, your mother, your Rebbe taught us such wonderful things, so we're going to buy you a bike. So what's the difference between those two scenarios? The first one is unconditional. The first one, it isn't linked to the child's behavior. It isn't linked to the fact that the child is excelling in school. No, it's your birthday. We're gonna buy you this for a birthday present. The second one is clearly linked, right? Clearly that was in response to the child being on a certain track. No, given the track you're on, so you know what? We're gonna buy you the bike. Says the Maharal, so if it was the first, so that's when Chazal say, Konevu the Tova is Eino Chazeres. If it was, again, the analog to it's your birthday, that there was no intimation that it's being linked to any type of behavior, so then it's Eino Chazeres. When it's quite clearly being linked, it's quite clearly a response, and therefore being linked to behavior, so then such a nevuah could be chazeres, and that's the Maharal's distinction. But how do we understand the Rambam? So basically, in reading this, we had three questions in the Rambam. Number one, again, the first one is not really the Rambam. The first one is just the Rambam making us focus on Pesukim and Chumash. The Navi is there to tell Shaul where to find his father's donkey. How do we understand that? Number two, the Rambam, it seems superficially, that, you know, really a Nevuah L'Tovah, you know, we can imagine grounds that a Nevuah L'Tovah should be Chazaris also, but then there'll be no way to conclusively prove who's a Navi Emes and who's a Navi Shaki, if every Nevuah can potentially be Chazaris. And then number three is sort of, what's the omek of this distinction? I mean, a Nevuah is a Nevuah. So either a Nevuah is Chazaris or a Nevuah L'Tovah isn't Chazaris. So what's the omek? This distinction also is just sort of that same pragmatic consideration between when a Nevuah L'Tovah can be Chazaris, it wasn't shared, v'chulu. So what is like this, what I was saying? What is like this? The Rambam explains in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. Hanavi, Efshu Shetiyah Nevuasa La'atzma Bovad, V'harchiv Libo, U'lehosev Daito, Ad Zayin Zayin, Ad Shal Yeda, Mashal Hoya Yodeh Me'osan Hadvarim Hagdolim. ואפשר שישולח לעם מעמי האורץ ולאנשי עיר או ממלוכה לבונן אוסם ולהודיע מה יעשו או למנוע אוסם ממעשי הנהרם שבידיהם. הנביא can receive נבואה just for his own perfection. He's deserving. המצא הקדוש ברוך הוא gives him נבואה which lets him know and understand things which are inaccessible, unattainable בדרך הטבע. Or you can have a Navi who's sent to be a Shliach Hashem to deliver a message. The second type of Navi who has been charged to act as a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to reflect in his capacity as Shliach Hashem, not in his capacity as a human being, but in his capacity as a Navi, as a Shliach, Mipi Hashem, he has to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's omniscience, he has to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's absoluteness. The significance of Shmuel HaNavi being able to tell every single person, this one can't find his car keys, and this one can't find his glasses, and this one can't find his father's donkey. And Shmuel HaNavi is able to tell everyone, everything, whether it's Dava Gadol, whether it's Dava Katan, it doesn't matter how important, it doesn't matter how trivial, it doesn't matter how reasonable the place is where you find it, or how incredible it is. Shmuel HaNavi can answer everything, just by way of illustration, every Navi. So that's a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's omniscience. It's not, the Navi is not there because it's so important that we'll be able to find the lost donkey. No, the Navi is there that we have this source of Chizuk, that he, since he's a Navi who was sent to the people, he has to be able to represent and reflect on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's omniscience. Hu Adin Hu Atam, a Navi, again, Sug Beis of Navi, in the way the Rambam presents them in Zayin Zayin, Misod HaTorah, a Navi who's a Shaliach, Me'es Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's representative, has to also, again, not as a human being, but as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shaliach, he has to represent absoluteness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the absoluteness of Dvar Hashem. It can't be, not just because of pragmatic purposes, but a Navi who's representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there has to be an element of absoluteness. If everything that Navi says can potentially be chozer, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's absoluteness isn't reflected. And he's a Shliach, Mipi HaGvura, so he has to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's absoluteness. It has to be that there are elements of Nevuah which are absolute. Because that ability, a human being can't say anything absolutely. A human being doesn't know if he's going to be alive in a second from now. But a human being can't do or say anything absolutely. The only absolute is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For the Navi to say something, and the Navi says, this is absolute. This Nevuah LaTova I'm telling you is absolute. So that's a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's absoluteness. And that needs to be there, because that's intrinsic and inherent in his role, in his function, in his job as a Shliach Me'es Hashem. Then Memela, Heyos, that Nevuah intrinsically, inherently, when the Navi is being sent to the people, has to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's absoluteness, so Memela that becomes the test. Not that for pragmatic purposes, we have no Breira, so what are we going to do? So we have to have one type of Nevuah that will, that can't be Chazar. So obviously, the absoluteness is going to be a Nevuah Tova, not a Nevuah Ra. That doesn't really need any explanation. And in fact, when you look in Yisod HaTorah, In Yud Dalid, this Jonah pointed out to me. If you take a look in Yisod HaTorah, Yud Dalid, Aval im hiftiach al tova v'omer shiyakach v'kach v'lo bo'o ha-tova v'yodua shehu navi sheke shekol dover tova shiyigzo hakel afilo al tanai eno choze hola madato shevedive ha-tova bilvad yibochen ha-navi. Heyos, that this is intrinsically true, that a Nevuah L'Tova is Eino Chozer, so then Memela, this is the test for the Navi. Not that the whole thing exists for pragmatic purposes to assess the Navi. And then the Rambam is here, the same thing, the next few lines that we're about to have here, that appear here in Perush Mishnah, it's about Yirmiyahu's exchange with Hananya ben Azur. And Memela, that's also the pshat, the Rambam's distinction between whether the Navi has shared it with someone else, or whether it was only said to the Navi, it's not a practical distinction. No, it's, if it hasn't been shared with someone else, so then he's a different type of Navi. He's Navi number one. Navi number one, Yaakov Avinu knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is absolute. It doesn't, Navi number one, then you don't need that absoluteness in the Nevuah. It's Navi number two, who is a shliach to people, where you have to have the absoluteness. It's kaftav afarach. If he was sent to people, so then he's a Navi of Sug Beis, Navi type number two, so he has to reflect the absoluteness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a Nevuah, the Tova, Eino Chozeres, no ifs and or buts. If he's a Navi of type 1, he's not a Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not a Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no reason. We don't need that for him to be reflecting the absoluteness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So yeah, there is room for Shama Yigra Machet. Mamish Kaftar Rafah. Okay, then the Ram just continues. You'll read that's what Yirmiyahu says to Hanani ben Azur. You're being Misnabi in the Vula Tova. If it doesn't happen, I will show you're a Navi Sheker. I'm being Misnabi in the Vula Ra. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't mean anything, because it could be that it was Chozer. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. And if it's still is Zman Chinucha. What's his Zman Chinucha? I'm sorry? Okay, so wash your hands slowly.